right, so you know how to do it. It means the Uber. Like, you're not allowed to give away this parah to the guy. You can't give the Uber of it to the guy. So talking about there's an Uber involved. You see, selling an Uber alone to the guy is offer. First of all, maybe that's not the pshat over here. I'm talking about a behemah. I'm talking about a behemah over here. So the question is, now you're giving the mother away. The Rashi Taita says, my love a Uber, upirish v'yari be'behemah v'beres. How mean it was? It's a pregnant cow. And in Apple Pisha and Rishon means you can't even sell the Uber. So I'm worth the Lord, it's not the Pesha. We're talking about a behemoth that's not Muberis. And the Iki giving away now is only the behemoth. The Arab Uber, Rashi says, the Eloya, behemoth, Pirish, Loyari, Uber. And the behemoth, Luyubra. You're only giving away the behemoth for its Uber. If you're selling the behemoth, that's why it's awesome. So Mar says, no. V'hadom of Ketoni, Mashma, the value of the Uber. Mashma, there's an Uber here. And the Mar says, no, Toni Domeo. Learn the value of the mother. I have a noisen called Dom of Lekayin Ketoni. So Lekayin is only the Uber. The mother you don't have to give to the Kayin. We're talking about giving the money to the Kayin means as the Bechor. So Mashma, we're talking about there is the Bechor, there is an Uber here. A noisen called Dom of Lekayin Ketoni. Yeah. The behemoth, we're talking about only the mother. You're talking about now the mother that wasn't even pregnant yet. Says, so Kayin Maya Zidate. What does the Kayin have to do with here? What do you have to give him the money for? The Rashi says, a Kayin Maya Zidate the behemoth, the mother itself. Elavadi Uber, we're talking about now there is a Vlad, there is a baby here, there is a Bechor here. And so it says, Apa Pishen Rishoy, you're not allowed to sell the Uber. So who you see clearly, according to Yuda, you're not allowed to sell an Uber to a guy. The Gemara says, no. The case here could be like this. Hocho b'mayaskin, you know, we're talking about over here, b'mayaskinon, we're going, d'yoyivle behema ma'abrito, that you get, the Jew owned this cow, a pregnant cow. And he gave over a pregnant cow to the guy, Liptuma to fatten it to work with it. So it's like this. The migu the kansim leya behemo. We make a kanas for you. You know, you're not allowed to give the mother away. That's for sure is part of the yisa. But this is also to give away the mother. Therefore, kansim leya uber. We also make a kanas. We say it did something wrong by selling the uber. It could be like this. When you only sell the uber alone, maybe that's mutter. There's no kanas at all. But here, you're like you're giving the mother and the uber to the guy. So since you're doing something wrong by giving the mother away, so we have to make a knas that you have to buy it back or the value of it, we make a knas. So then here we make a knas already on the Uber also. There could be on a regular Uber, you have no proof. And the guy gets half of the shvach, the amount that he fattens the cow itself, he gets a part of that, bain bevlodus. So it's all very good. The legal, they can't see them. On the mother, of course, the guy is getting part of the mother, the fat. It's fat as the mother, it makes the mother get a part of that. So therefore, we'll make a canal upon the kid also. But it could be if he only sells just the Uber, Rashi says, Avli Zovim Lei, Uber Lechude, maybe low. Maybe according to Yehuda, there's no canal. According to Yehuda, maybe it's Mutter. So again, you have no proof. Omer Ravashi, Rashi says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Toshima, come in here. It says clearly that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Reb Yehuda Mate Bishvura. Reb Yehuda says you're allowed to sell an animal, a behemah gasa, to a guy if the leg is broken. And he says why? Because it can't heal up anymore. From something that's broken that can't heal up anymore. So Rashi says, therefore, for last of the Melacha B'Shabbos, I can't do any work on Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to sell it. Mashma though, ho yechonu l'srapis. Mashma though, if the broken leg could eventually be healed up. Then also, then you're not going to sell it to a guy, even though the guy can't do work with it now when you're selling it. So you have to say, then it's a light plug. So if the animal could become healed up, that's called a regular animal, that you can't even sell, even though it's a broken leg, you can't sell to the guy. If so, the uber nami, the same thing, it should be used to sell a fetus to the guy. Because a fetus also, when it gets born, it'll grow up and be a healthy animal. And since eventually it could become a healthy animal, it should be called the Xer Veloy Plug, not the Zel to a guy. So Shema Mina. That's Rav Ashi's Raya Nechmem. According to Rav Yehuda, an Uber is also the Zel to a guy. Even though Lamaisa, the guy can't do any work with it now on Shabbos, but it's a light plug, it's Bechlal Behemam, that's also the Zel to a guy. Yeah. Now the Gemara goes through the same thing over again, but another Lashem. Now the Gemara says, the Iki, the Masnu La Masnisim. Some learn the Shal on our Mishnah. It says, now Mishnah, the Yamoy Chaloy, if you sell the Uber, you sell the behemoth to the guy. Apple Pish and Rishoy. Even though you're not allowed to. So now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Masisim, like Rav Yehuda. Our Mishnah Chur is not like Rav Yehuda. sitnav, because we learned in Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Rav Yehuda matzeh b'shvura. Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to sell a shvura, an animal with a broken leg to a guy. So we're here, the Hazan Minir is when the Mishnah says you can't sell it, it means you can't sell the Uber to the guy. So Saul, of course, not like Rav Yehuda. So Gemara says no. Filu Temer, even want to say the Mishnah goes according to Rav Yehuda. Shvura, it's mutawai lav hainu urchai. It's not normal. That's called a different animal altogether. So you don't have a light plug here. It's a different sug. If the animal has a broken leg, that can't be healed up. But Uba, the fetus, hainu urchai, that's a normal thing for an animal to have fetus to grow and be normal. So that could be, it is also. So according to this Lashon, we're learning from the Mishnah, that Bishan Rishoy means it could be only selling the mother like for its Uba. Could be the guy gets nothing from the behemoth, he only gets the uber. And even that the Mishnah says is also. So Chavarsi wants to say something like a Yehuda. Now we say, no, yes, it goes according to a Yehuda. Yehuda also would agree, or an uber is also. So now again, we bring the same raya. It's Toshma coming here. It says, Yehuda, I'm there. Ha-makabal, behemoth, another kechavim. If you're makabal of a Jew, is makabal a cow from a guy, the yolden he gives birth. So ma'al noitzim b'shav, you have to see how much it's worth. Even though you should fit in this bechor, you and the guy, but still, that's a view the sheet, you have in bechor, so half that you have to give to the guy. What's going to be the hanois and the kabbalah, if a Jew gives a cow to a guy to work with? Even though he's not allowed, even though he's not allowed, coin to nois that will make a canas over here. And that's sort of a double to 10 times its worth. And the nois and kodom will come, you give all the value to the guy. So now, my love isn't talking over here, a uber. Talking about the Uber, so you see, even the Uber also, according to the beauty, you're not allowed to sell. You see, there's a Kanash, you're not allowed to sell the Uber. So that's the Raya. Even though he can't do work with it, but it's called a good animal, it's a light plug. It's worth the light, and they can't bring the truth over here. Abahema, here they, maybe the Isra is because he sold the mother. Credit more of a dumb of Katoni, Mashma, the kid's money. Maratoni, the male, the mother, with the money of the mother. I have a nice Kodom of the Kayan Katoni, there has to be an Uber involved. You get a Bukhari, you give him the Kayan. The behemoth, we're only talking about the mother, it's not pregnant, there's no kid here. So koyin ma'avidite, what does the koyin have to do with the mother? There's no din, it's only by a bechor you have to give the money to the koyin. So Moses says again, hokum, my askin, the case could be over here, we're going, the yoye behemoth ma'avrito. Could be you gave your pregnant cow to the goy leptuma, to fatten it. And the goy gets a chelik in the cow and a chelik in the kid. So that's why here it's also maybe. The migu, the kastin leya behemoth, kastin leya uba. Migu will make a knas, he can't sell the mother, that's what's also. So maybe we'll make a kanas, you have to buy back the Uber also. Even though it could be maybe by just selling the Uber by itself, maybe it's mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, you have no proof. So final proof again is no. On the Rav Ashi, Ashi says again, Toshma coming here. It says, Rabbi Yehuda, mati b'shvura. Yehuda says clearly that you're allowed to sell an animal that's broken leg to a guy. If Neishen Yechel L'Shabbos, it can become healed up. Mashma, or Yechel L'Shabbos, it could be healed up again. Also, then you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Is so vainami an uber also kiyochol esrap is dumb. He's also considered he could be healed up. So shema mina. That's a good proof that according to Yuda and Echnami, it's bechlal a light plug that a Jew cannot even sell just a fetus to a guy. Here the uber of a behemah gasa. That's a bechlal a light plug. That's also wasa. Yeah. How the Gemara says, Ibrahim will have a question like this. Iboy lehu, what's going to be mochar behemah liubra? My, what's going to be like this? A Jew sells his cow to a guy, but not that the guy really owns the cow. You're not selling the cow completely. You're only selling it for one like percentage of it, just for the fact that when the cow gives birth, the uber of it, the kid will belong to the guy. But what are you selling right now? You're not selling the kid. The kid is not here. The mother's not pregnant. You're only selling one schus of the mother, that if the mother does become pregnant and has a kid, the guy will own the, have the kid. The guy will own that kid. The shalva that's the chal the yisra not to sell a behemah gasa to a guy. Like here, there really there's no shayla because he's not going to try it out. He doesn't own it to work with it. So therefore, the guy is not going to want to try it out. There's no real gzeirah. Maybe he'll try it out on Friday and work with it over Shabbos. But the tzad to say it's also is because there's a light plug. Maybe it's also called selling an animal. Now the rabbanim does not want a Jew to sell a behemah gasa to a guy because any type of a sale. But true, we're afraid that maybe you sold him on Friday a regular animal, and a regular animal you used to work with. So the guy will tell the Jew, first let me try it out and see if it's good. And he'll take it over and work with it over Shabbos, and the Jew will be over the Yisra, Shvi Sabenta. So that's the reason why they made the Gzeira. But maybe this is also included. My, what's the halacha? So Mura says, this Shiloh, he borrowed the Rabbi Yehuda, gets the Kash according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and even to borrow the Rabbanon, gets the Shal according to the Rabbanon Shita also, according to both of them. And it's like this. He borrowed the Rabbi Yehuda, gets the Shal according to Rabbi Yehuda. At Kan Lo Kishor Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbi Shita was only Maaseh, At Kan Lo Kishor Rabbi Yehuda, and the Bishvura, only where the leg is broken. To Lo Yosin Lechalufay, you won't come to mix it up with a good animal. Everybody knows it's a different type. It's a broken animal. They know it's broken. So if you matter to sell this, people won't know, think you're allowed to sell a healthy one. Avo shleima, but to sell an uber, even though the uber itself can't do work, but it's a complete animal. The yasalach lufei, people will see you selling an uber to a guy, they'll think maybe you're allowed to sell a healthy animal also. Therefore also, in this case here, where you're selling the mother to the guy, say the guy gets a schus to get the uber. So meister, what you're handling here with is with a healthy animal. Sure, you're only selling one percentage of it to the guy, but maybe this is the father way plug. You can have a shalom according to the Yehuda. I do, maybe no. The other side is no. Well, ma shvura the poskim minay. Mada he holds you're allowed to sell the animal, the broken leg, to the guy. Poskim minay means you have nothing to do with the guy anymore. Like it's a complete sale. Still, it's mutam. It's so the kol shchein for sure shleim over here. Where the mother the lay poskim minay, you're not going away from the mother. The mother still belongs to you, the Jew. You're only giving over one percentage, one schus that the guy has, that when it gives birth, the blood will go to the guy. But it's called like poskimine, you're not closing your ties with it. You're not like poska closing it. You still own part of it. So therefore, it's hard to say here, it should be mutter. That's a shaila according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's one shaila. And also, tibor the rabbanon, get the same shaila according to Rabbanon Shita. Then they be ad kan loy kasa rabbanon, the rabbanon yasid. Because you're making a complete sale. To sell, even though the leg is broken, that's also maybe the Rabbanon. Abu Shleima, but over here where the behemoth is Shleima. But the Leposkimine, you're not finishing your sale, like you still own the mother. Sure, maybe it should be Mutter. Maybe here the Rabbanon with Mutter, you're allowed to sell this, because it's not a complete sale. You're still owning the most of it. Or then maybe no. The Svar is no. Mash, Wurdly, Aslach Lufay, Osri. Mother, from a bottom hold by a broken leg, that you won't come to mistaken to sell a healthy animal. Everybody knows it's broken. Still, Rabbanu said, "Late plug it's also." He saw the svar should be the chol shechein shleima. For sure, should be also to sell a complete animal, at least the uber. The also lachlufei that you would come to exchange it. You make mistakes with a regular behemoth. So even though you only want to sell the behemoth now, the uber, maybe that's before the late plug. So the kids, this is a good shalom according to both Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, the time of the Rabbanon, Mishumach, you, is that really right what we're saying? Is that really the reason why the Rabbanon say you can't sell it? Because Mishumach Lufay, is that true? Yeah. Is that really the reason the Rabbanon? The Yotani would learn like this. Omud on the Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanon said back to Rabbi Yehuda. Taloi marbiyin oleho viyoldois. Now the Rabbanon said back to Yehuda, how could you be master to sell a behemoth that has a broken leg? As if to say that what? That you hold that he can't work with it, so it's neshechted right away, so people won't see it around, it'll be written, it'll be forgotten about. The Rabbanon said back, no. But even the guy buys a broken leg, he'll leave it around. Because what? Marbiyin oleho. Let a zacha be mate with it, and be oldest, even though the mother has a broken leg, but it'll become pregnant, and they'll keep it around to give birth. And if so, the Rabbanon hold, that's why it's also, because people come to see, how did the guy get this? Through the Jew, they'll think you're allowed to sell to the guy. Alma, what do we see? Mishum Ubra. What's the reason why the Rabbanon say you can't sell a broken animal to a guy? Because they're going to keep it around because of the Ubra. If so, yeah. So then for sure here also it should be Yosef. The same thing. It'll be around the Ubra here also. It should be Yosef. Rashi says, Al matan rabbonim mishum ubrin. Tiv shim minor. Dele rabbonim osa limchol avik achazim behem al Ubra. Le abiyu de mutter. Let us go for the machoikis if it's mutter or not. So according to this, we should be poshed that according to rabbonim it's osa. According to Abiyu, it should be mutter. Mor says, no. I'll tell you like this. Mor says, hochi komalei. This is what the rabbonim is saying back to Abiyu. Time of the door, now our reasoning is Mishum the Yosalach Lutha Behema. No, the Rabbanon said the reason why you can't sell a shvura, a broken leg to a guy, because still people make mistakes and sell a healthy behemoth to a guy also. So, therefore, we still have a shell, though, that's only when you sell it completely. But maybe in our case, Uber, we don't sell it completely, maybe still be muta. But now, what did your rabbanon say back to you? It said like this. Now, Elo, at, but your rabbanon said back to you, El at, you, my time is shoris, why do you say it's muta to sell the behemoth as a shavur? Mishum de enchol is rapois, because it can't be healed up anymore. And therefore, command the Zadon l'shchitadam. It's like when you sell to the guy, for sure they're going to shecht it right away. They're not going to hold on to it. They're going to shecht it right away. So therefore, there's no gzeiros. People won't come to think about it anymore. Rashi says, Lech l'mechesh l'chlufei. Because whoever sees you right now knows you sold it l'shchita. And they won't come to be matter to sell a healthy behemoth. So that's why you review to say it's muta. So on this, Rabban has got to review the know, according to your svara, v'haloi, no, sometimes the guy will hold on to it. And they'll mate it with the Zohar, let the Zohar come to mate with it. And the Yoldos may give birth. And therefore, the Chiba, the Mabino, let the Yoldos, Mashoilo, the guy hold on to it. And therefore, there should be there also, like, look, people come to think you're allowed to sell a regular payment to a guy also. That's what the Rabbanim meant to ask of Yehuda. And on this, what did Yehuda answer back? The Yomalu. For the schus to get you, but it's muta. So Mar says no. Well, the time according to your reasoning, that the Ramishti says hamishtatif loy. It says what that if you mishtatif you potter. The loy katoni. It doesn't say that that hamishtatif loy that you chayif. Is hachinami the hamishtatif loy? Look, it doesn't say become a shutif. It doesn't say it's also. It only says it's also to sell it. It doesn't say to become a shutif, become partners also. So you want to tell me hachinami the rishoy? You're allowed to become a shutif. With a guy, is that true? I the Omer Avu de Shmuel. Avu de Shmuel says like this: also li Adam shiyase shutfus mad gechovin. A Jew is not allowed to have a partner. He can't have a guyish partner with you in business. Can't have anything with partnership with a guy. Anything. We'll soon see how we do the boy's mutter today. Any type of shutfus, any partnership. Mikra din is also that would be a partner with a guy. What's the reason? Because the Shema Yischayev leShvua. You're a partner with him. Sometimes you claim he's stealing some money from you. And he'll have to swear to you. And if he's going to have to swear to you, he's going to swear to you in the name of his God. And that's not right. You're making him cause to be mentioned the Shem of Yedizara. And via Torah, the Torah says, you're not allowed to even cause somebody else to say a God's name. So, even a guy, you can't let a guy even say the Shem of Yedizara. So therefore, Mikra Din is also to become a shooter for the guy. You have a kasha in our mission. The mission says I'm a shtatif loy, and it doesn't say not allowed to. So what do you have to say? Elatona mechira. The mission says when you sell it to a guy, that's also. And really, who are they? The shutfa. The same thing. It's also to be a shutfa for the guy. So I tell Yochanan the same thing. The mission also. Tony mechira. Who are they? The kablonis. It could be who are they? When you give over your chamor to a guy, that he gets a schus to get the uber just. Maybe that's also what to do. So you have no right in our mission. If so, Maishna Mechiru, the Nogar Hakan, the Mishnah only says, you can't sell it to the guy. I'll tell you, the Ika Mechiri, that's the Ika Tan, that's the Ika Gzeiro, applies by Mechiru. So it's good why the Mishnah said, the Ika of the Isra of the Mechiru. I'll tell you, says Pirish Rashi, the Ika Isra of the Mechiru. That's the Ika of the Isra. That's why the Mishnah says the Ika. But who I did, it could be, who I didn't just give over the mother for this chus, that the guy gets the Uber Shabai, that's also awesome. So we don't have any proof in the Mishnah. This is about the Toshima. If you make a behemoth from a guy, the yolda, and it gives birth, so which is worth malmo, shall take the value of it. For noisin chatadam lekoyin, give half of the value to the coin. V'ha noisin bekabola, and somebody gives it. V'ha noisin bekabola, if you give your animal to a guy bekabola, apple pea shenim shem lo yinala to do it. Coin to noisin, we make a knas ad asar b'damav. We make a knas. Or you have to buy it back, even though it costs you 10 times the amount. And the noisin kodom of the coin, you have to give also the whole value of it to the coin. Shallow, why though? It should be on here, but you have to give to the coin. The chomer, say no. Kol zaman shirav the kachovim biyemtzav turim in abchor. Chomer say no. Since the guy has shaychet this behema, whether the mother or the uba, you put them in abchor. Good, you put them in abchor. But I call upon everybody agrees though that you're not allowed to sell this uba to the guy. So now my love isn't the case talking about a behema. So we're talking about now, you're not going to sell Malam Abhema, Rosh is Koi. What do we talk about in the Koysan, I say? The Koysan lift us Abhema, Alma, Mokras Abhema Luvra, the Kibla, the Kabbalah, and the Luvra. Over here, when you gave over your animal to the guy, you did really sell it to him. He doesn't own it. It's still yours. It's only giving it over to him that he has a schus to get the Uber out of it. And still here, it's Mash Mitzosa. So Mora says, Loya Uber. We're talking about the Kanas on the Uber means that the behemoth was pregnant already. And you sold her right now. Like giving it over means right now you're giving over the Uber to the guy. And that's what's also. It's also to give over an Uber to a guy. And they can never bring a proof. If Tony says, Kainzunoise had a Sorbadomov, Shmamina. You have to assort the dumb of, mash with the money of what? Of the Uber. So mash we're talking about now, we're giving over a pregnant chamor to the guy, or a pregnant cow to a guy. That's why it's also. Because you're giving right now, not only some schus to get an Uber later, but you're giving him right now the Uber. So that's why it's also. It could be we're only selling him the schus of the mother to get the Uber, maybe that's like a mutter. Yeah. Now the shah before about being a shutif, so Tzai before talks about, Tzai speaks out, also, Shemfez Hashem is chayvul to chavim shvua. There's mekan oisra ben shmua kabolas hashvua mekabachayim. You can't be mekabol a shvua from a guy. But Tzai said, Rabbi Natan matzo, Rabbi Natan says, no mutmei shu kamatzo miyodam. That now it's business, you're allowed to do it. The Oibash Rabbi Natan raya, and we're megila. And then Tzai says, shlohayu nazor mi shalasudis, yeah, Rabbi Pesha Rabbi Natan, bizman hazeh akul mishboyam begadeshim ben tersim elokus. Because man is there, the goyim don't really swear the name of their avodah zara. It's only stam that the maske a shutfis says here, but it's not really an avodah zara. So therefore, we don't have this gzera right now, and therefore, that's the heter a little bit, why people do have shutfis with a goy. That even if they have to swear, they don't really mean to swear the name of their avodah zara. And most place says it's a shutif, and shutif are called upon by shuas mutam. So my said there is a heter to have a shutfis with a goy. But Mikaradin, it's also, because you have to be afraid, he may have to swear to you, and you're going to cause him to say the name of his Avodah Zarah. All right, we'll stop here.